Liposuction. While many people would love to get rid of the extra fat cells on their body forever, not everyone is a prime candidate for liposuction. Though this surgery will do exactly that, most surgeons will want to know that the patient has done everything they can to get rid of the fat on their own. You might be asked to go on a strict weight loss program first to see how far your weight can go within a certain amount of time. But the truth is that our bodies continue to make fat cells, and some people are simply genetically predisposed to more fat cells in certain areas. In any case, you do need to be about 30% away from your ideal weight, as you want to have skin that is elastic enough to tighten up after the excess fat cells are removed. If your skin is not elastic, you might have troubles with bumps and ripples. No matter how much they diet and exercise, they might never reduce their body to the size and shape they like. And the only way to solve their problems is to suck those fat cells out of the body. You can have liposuction done on a number of body parts, and it's often used in conjunction with tummy tucks and other cosmetic procedures. Chest. Cheeks. Chin. Neck. Thighs. Buttocks. Knees. Calves. Inner thighs. Ankles. Hips. Abdomen. Upper arms, triceps area. Back. When the fat is removed from the sections of the body, it can simply be thrown away, or it might be used to fill in other areas of the body. Fat injections are quite popular for the face to fill in lines and creases. The body parts where the liposuction is completed will also be reshaped along the way. After all, your body does need some fat in order to stay warm and healthy. Thus, you shouldn't expect all of your fat cells to be removed. The procedure begins with anesthesia, of course, to render the patient unconscious for the procedure, though it is often done as an outpatient procedure and you can go home the same day. The surgeon will make a small incision near the area where the liposuction will occur, somewhere inconspicuous so that there is minimal scarring. Into that incision, they floods the area with a sterile liquid solution. This solution helps to reduce the trauma to the area as well as the bleeding that may occur. Then a cannula is inserted into the areas in a rod-like device in order to break up the fat cells and tissue in order to be vacuumed out by a surgical vacuum. Often the breaking up of the fat is done with an ultrasound machine. The waves help to shake up the fat and to make it ready for easy extraction. The surgeon will stop at several points to see how the body part is changing before deciding to remove more or to remove less if the results look good. While this procedure is pretty straightforward, there are a number of potential complications. People have died from this surgery, so you need to be aware of the side effects as well as the outcomes you might experience. Complications can include extensive fluid retention, bruising, pain, asymmetry, lumps, rippling skin, loose skin, fat clots, scarring, bleeding, nerve damage, infection. Even though the surgeon might remove all of the excess fat that you wanted removed, this will not be a final solution to your weight issues, if you have any. You will need to maintain this fat loss by following a proper diet and exercise plan. The body can produce new fat cells that can fill the area once more. And since you may already be predisposed to gaining weight in those areas, it might be even more difficult to remove the second time you try. Following the doctor's aftercare plan is always a good idea, but it's even better when you want to maintain your slimmer new you. After the surgery, you will need to wear compression garments to help alleviate swelling and pain. In some cases, you might need to have a drain put into the area to drain away the excess fluid. The operation is generally outpatient, so you can go home the same day, though you will need someone to take you home and to help you around, depending on the location of the surgery. Within a few weeks, the full results of your liposuction will be visible and ready to enjoy and to share. A word of warning. Because liposuction is just a popular cosmetic surgery, it's also becoming a surgery that's more likely to be advertised and performed by those who aren't as skilled at the surgery itself. You want to only go to qualified surgeons for this practice and heading to anyone who might offer discounted rates or offer to remove all of your body fat is someone you should stay away from. In addition, this process should only be slightly altering your body shape, not taking away every ounce of fat you have. To do so would cause problems for your body as fat acts not only as an insulator, but also as a cushion for your internal organs. Stick with a surgeon who doesn't make large promises of making you skinny, no matter how tempting it might be. This surgery has gone very wrong for people who wanted a surgeon to simply take away as much as they could, resulting in asymmetry in the body and an unnatural look. In addition, those who try to take away too much fat can harm the patient internally, resulting in excessive bleeding and post-surgery complications that could have been avoided. Preparing for surgery. While you might be excited for your cosmetic surgery, this is not the time to have a last hurrah before a liposuction procedure or to go out and buy clothes that are 5 sizes smaller. Chances are good that your procedure is much more subtle and you have other ways you need to prepare for this special day. Along with your doctor's orders, here are some guides to preparing your body and your mind for the cosmetic surgery you have planned. Physical preparations. Your body is what is undergoing a massive surgery soon, so it's no wonder that you want to start by taking the best care of it possible. These steps will help the healing process be fast and the recovery time be short. Eat balanced meals. These meals will be providing your body with nutrients that will help to increase the body's ability to heal itself, plus it will keep your weight steady so that you're not adding more fat cells to the process of liposuction, for example. Exercise regularly. When you are more active, your immune system gets a workout too. This will help to keep your lungs strong for the anesthesia, while also strengthening your muscles to ensure that you are creating a tight and toned figure. Take a multivitamin. With your doctor's permission, start taking a multivitamin to make sure you are getting the vitamins and minerals your body needs. Just make sure that the supplement doesn't contain any herbs. Drink lots of water. The actual surgery is quite tough on your body and you might lose a small amount of blood in the process. To help your body make more efficiently, make sure to keep yourself hydrated in the days leading up to the surgery. Don't smoke. Smoking not only ages your skin and body, but it can also increase your odds of infection, while increasing your odds of a slow recovery time. Try to quit before your surgery or at least stop in the weeks leading up to the surgery. Don't drink. Much like smoking, drinking can accelerate the aging process, while also reducing the ability of your body to heal. Try avoiding it as much as you can. Get enough sleep. This will also help boost your body's healing powers the day before and in the weeks leading up to your surgery. Some physicians might actually put you on a supplement regimen, so if this is the case, make sure to follow the instructions exactly. Mental preparations. While your body is center stage for the surgery itself, your mind is going to have to deal with the cosmetic changes before and after the surgeon begins making incisions. What many people don't realize is that having realistic expectations is one of the most important things you can do. You need to make sure you are fully aware of 3 things. 1. Your body will never be perfect. 2. The results you have in your mind may not be what actually happens. 3. Your body will never be the same. In recognizing the truth of these statements, you will not wake up and wonder, "What the heck did I just do?" If you're not certain what to expect, have your surgeon describe the reasonable results to you as well as show you pictures of what you might look like at the end of the recovery. But in addition to having realistic expectations, you also need to focus on the fact that your face or your body will not be the same. For some people, this is a significant adjustment. For example, if you have your family's nose and you go in for a nose job to have it fixed, you will begin to look different from everyone else in your family. Some people don't like the idea of this and they might be upset at the end of the surgery once they realize this. To help you through this transition, you might want to talk with a therapist before and after the surgery to work on any problems as they come up. Mentally, you also need to prepare yourself for the rigors of recovery. You aren't going to wake up and be instantly beautiful and thinner, In many cases, recovery can be a slow and arduous process in which you don't see results for weeks, even months. By reminding yourself again and again of how far you've come and how you will look in the end, you can make sure you get through that recovery time with patience. Working with your doctor and nurses. The most important person in the preparation process is the medical team that will be following you into the operation room. It might be helpful for you to meet them ahead of time and to have one final appointment to go over any questions you might have or any concerns you may have thought of since you scheduled the surgery. You will also get preoperative instructions that probably consist of: do not eat after midnight the day before the surgery. Do not drink after midnight the day before the surgery. Ask about any medications that you might be taking and how to schedule them into your surgery day. Remove any nail polish or toenail polish prior to the surgery. This allows the team to check your pulse oxidation and your overall oxygenation. Clean the area thoroughly the night before and in the shower the morning before the surgery with Hybe Cleanse or something similar. You will need to make sure you complete any and all tasks ahead of time or your surgery may be postponed until you can follow directions. Some words of advice. If you can, try to get the first operating time of the day as it's less likely to get pushed back and the surgeon is often fresher and more alert first thing. Also, try to have your surgery during the week as that's when the experienced physicians are normally working. Weekends tend to be residents and interns. After your surgery. Once you've made it through your cosmetic surgery, the real changes begin. With your new parts in place and the incisions sewn up, you need to focus now on getting your body to heal properly and to heal quickly. After all, you want others to see just how great you look now. The good news is that most cosmetic surgery procedures are using smaller incisions, which means less healing time. Often, you can go home the same day as your procedure and begin the recuperation process there. Others might need another day in the hospital before they are ready to be discharged, so to help both potential patients, here are some things to keep in mind. Going home. When you're having simple facial procedures done, you might not even need to stay for an hour after your surgery is completed. You can simply walk out and begin to face the world with your new look. Things like skin resurfacing and Botox are examples of these kinds of procedures. Other procedures might require that you stick around for a few hours to monitor your pain levels and your heart, but then you will be able to go home. The medical staff just wants to make sure you aren't having any complications that require their attention. It cannot be stated enough that any post-operative instructions that your surgeon and nursing staff give you might be followed exactly. You might need to change bandages at certain periods of time or you might need to take antibiotics to prevent infection. If you do not follow the protocol for your release, you might not only end up with serious complications, but your surgery's results may also be compromised. If your surgeon has recommended that you take time off of work, it's a good idea to ask for that time off well ahead of your surgery. Should the recovery process be faster, you can always go back early. Here are some tips for when you go home from a surgery. Have someone with you for the first 24 hours to assess your pain and to watch out for any problems. You might have trouble getting up and around for a bit, so this person can help keep you company as well as make sure you're okay. Have a place ready for you to sit down and to rest. Surgery can take a lot out of you. Whether it's your bedroom or the couch in the living room, have plenty of blankets, liquids and anything else that might help you feel more comfortable. Gather anything you might need before you go home, prescriptions, braces, etc. This is where your friend or spouse will come in handy when they drive you home. They can help you gather everything that you need, as prescribed by the doctor. Eat light foods at first. Since anesthesia can be upsetting to some stomachs, you may want to avoid larger meals for a day or two until you feel a bit more like normal. Make sure to drink plenty of water to keep your body's digestion moving too. Take any pain pills on the schedule given to you, even if you're not in pain. Keeping the pain pills in your system will help if the pain comes back again or if it begins. If your stomach feels upset when you take them, try taking them with a little food or milk, unless otherwise told by your doctor. Realize that you might not feel very well for a day or two, but this is normal. If you see signs like these, however, you should call your doctor or their office immediately. If you have a fever of over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, if you cannot urinate, if you have extreme pain, if the incisions look infected, pus, smells, etc., if you have bleeding, do not leave the surgery center until you have the phone numbers of your nurse, your doctor, and anyone else who might be able to help you if you have any questions or concerns. High-end recovery centers. For some people, they need to stay in the surgical center or a day or two to recover. They might not have someone to stay with them at home, so staying at the recovery center is a better option to make sure they are well enough to go back home on their own. Many more cosmetic surgery facilities are including these high-end recovery centers as a part of their standards of care. With rooms that seem more like hotel rooms than like hospital beds, you will still get around-the-clock care, but in a peaceful setting. Some people also appreciate the care at these recovery centers as they greatly reduce the risk of infection from outside sources, while also allowing a bit of privacy to those who don't want everyone to know that they had a cosmetic procedure. You can also find some recovery centers which offer additional services to help hasten your recovery, with services like specific pain pill combinations as well as ointments and creams to help minimize the scarring at your incision sites. You will not only get personalized attention, but also the care that your body deserves. Long-term outlook for your surgery. For most patients, cosmetic surgery offers them a way to change their bodies in a safe manner. While there may be some initial pain, this will subside for most patients within a matter of days and normal activities can resume within a few weeks. If you have prepared your body for the surgery and your surgeon is good, you will see significant changes to your body within a couple of days to a couple of months. Often, many of the changes last a lifetime, while others might need adjusting in a few years. Common questions you may have and their answers. Cosmetic surgery can bring up hundreds of questions for those considering it, and that's a good thing. But for every question you have, you should also have an answer on hand to help you assuage your fears. It's only with knowledge that you can make the best decisions for your body. Will my surgery hurt? This is the most common question that plastic surgeons are asked when a patient comes into their office. And it's a good one. But the answer varies from person to person. Some people have naturally high tolerances to pain, so the pain after surgery may not seem all that bad to them. But for others, it might be a bit tougher. To help minimize your pain, ask your surgeon about the size of incisions they will be making into your body. Typically, the smaller the incision, the less pain you'll have. In addition, ask your surgeon about the pain management system they will use once you're out of surgery. You will typically get painkillers orally and then be given a prescription to fill when you get home. Make sure to take these pills as directed to prevent pain. It's easier to prevent pain than to handle it once it's already overwhelming. When will the bruising and swelling go down? For most people, the biggest issue they have after surgery is post-operative swelling and bruising. Your body has gone through a traumatic experience, so this is normal. To correct this problem, you want to make sure you are wearing any supportive garments you may have been instructed to wear, as well as use ice and anti-inflammatory medications to help with the swelling. Everyone heals from bruises at different rates, so you may just need to be patient in that part of your recovery. What if I'm allergic to latex? Those who are allergic to latex don't have to worry about having a reaction. Most cosmetic surgery centers will have a latex-free operating room where you will be comfortable and safe from reactions. How many procedures can I have at once? The answer to this question is a bit tricky because it depends on the procedures you want to have and how complicated they will be. In many cases, surgeries are recommended at the same time as this limits the exposure to anesthesia as well as the possibility of infection. It's always better, after all, to have only one incision instead of several. Talk with your doctor about the procedures you wish to have done and they can arrange a schedule that is healthy for your body and for the results you want to see at the end. How long will my results last? The results of your surgery can last for years in some cases, for months in other cases. Again, It all depends on the type of surgery you have as well as the extent of the surgery you've had. Injectables, for example, only last a few months as your body reabsorbs the fillers and disperses them throughout the body. Breast implants will last for years, but will eventually need to be replaced or reinserted as the body changes. Other results will depend on your ability to maintain a healthy weight, as the elasticity of the skin can certainly cause troubles for reshaping procedures. If you stretch the skin too much, the results can look unnatural. How long until I can exercise? For most people, the thought of exercise isn't on their minds right away, especially after surgery. But when you've had a fairly minor procedure and you feel good enough to walk around, you might want to know if you can work out as you heal, only making yourself look better. The generally rule of thumb is that you shouldn't exercise if you've had surgery on your nose or below your chin until you've had your first follow-up appointment. At this appointment, the doctor will be able to look over the results and tell you whether or not things are healing properly. In many cases, it will be about 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes only 2, before you can handle the rigors of exercise again. Of course, if you can stay active, that's great. There's no need to sit around if you feel fine. Just stay away from high-impact exercises until your doctor gives their approval. Will I look natural? If you've chosen a high-quality surgeon, chances are good that your surgery's results will look natural, though an improved natural version of yourself will emerge. Much of whether you look natural will also depend on what you tell the surgeon in your consultations and visits. If a woman asks for extremely large breast implants, for example, they aren't going to look natural if their body isn't in proportion to them. You need to be reasonable about the structure of your body as well as reasonable about what will look good for you and your age. Trying to erase every wrinkle, for example, is going to look a little out of place. In addition, injections like Botox can be overdone to the point where you don't have any facial expressions at all. What if I don't like my results? If you're genuinely upset with your results, talk with your surgeon. They might be able to help you with additional procedures that might get your body to the right shape or structure you want. In most cases, however, not liking your results might be a matter of too high of expectations. You're not going to look perfect right from the start, or possibly ever. But after everything has healed, you will begin to see improvements in your body, and that should leave you satisfied, at least. If there are severe problems with your surgery results, loose skin, dimpling, infection, etc., talk to your surgeon immediately to see if there's anything that can be done.